Hello and welcome back to this third installment of the Planet of the Apes movies, where we are talking about the movie reviews for Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and now War for the Planet of the Apes. It's such an adventure as we talk about all of these different ones and to see how different each of these movies really is, even though they're carrying the continuation of the story with War for the Planet of the Apes, where this story takes us is almost further than we ever expect to go. Like I said, we're familiar with the old Planet of the Apes movies, where we see that this world that is run by apes with human slaves, and we think this is on some other world somewhere, and then we realize, okay, for those that haven't seen these movies, this isn't really quite a spoiler, but they realize that they're still on Earth. It's just much further into the future. Or, I guess, and it almost kind of hints that it's further at the past, too. So that's kind of all over the place. But neither here nor there. With just the rest of the Apes movies this year, I thought it was important to touch on and take care of these. And, of course, I'm giving all three of these movies a guilty rating. Rise of the Planet of the Apes got a 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Dawn got a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale, and War for the Planet of the Apes is getting a 6.25 on the Deputy scale. Now, you may be thinking, okay, that's kind of, we went here, and then we went down a little bit, and now we came back up a little bit. So where does the story take us? And I'm going to kind of go into a little bit of that, but this one, I'm going to be mentioning some details, but don't worry, they're not spoilers by any means. And then I'm going to come back and kind of touch on a little bit of why I think this one's probably the most important of the movies leading into the original Planet of the Apes movies. Now, mind you, when these movies came out, we had no idea that in 2024 that they would be doing a Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which, even as per the trailer so far, it takes place many years after what's going on here, which almost seems a little bit confusing, because if you follow the story, you know that in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, we are introduced to Cornelius. And if you're familiar with the original Planet of the Apes movies, you're familiar with who Cornelius is. So with this Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I'm almost wondering, okay, does this go past Cornelius's era and skipping over those movies, or is it another one just kind of as Cornelius is kind of taking his role in leading the apes as well? So yeah, it's just kind of, like I said, this definitely fills in the gap, but this one, for being what it is, it tells the most of the story. It probably could have easily been a longer movie than what this one was, with everything that it tries to fit in here. Even with all that, though, it does not feel rushed. I'm kind of actually surprised about that, because, like I said, the amount of information that this covers in such a short time. This is one of those ones that you probably want to watch it at home, so you can, if you have to get up to go to the bathroom or go get a snack or drink or whatever, you can just hit pause. And in the movie theater, that's not something that you can do. And this is one of those ones that if you miss part of it, you're not gonna get caught up without rewatching it. And so I do want to share with you the review that I had on MovieDeputy.com. The war continues, species against species, in a fight that seems as if it will have no winner. 2 years have passed since Koba started this war. In those 2 years, many things have happened. The simian flu has virtually wiped out most of humanity. Because of this, there appears to be less and less human left in what is left. A few survivors remain and fight to preserve what is left. At the same time, the apes are fighting for the same reason, to preserve their livelihoods. All they want is to live in peace, yet they are seen as a threat due to something beyond their control. One thing in particular will make this war even worse than it already is. The mutation of the virus. This new mutation will challenge everything that still remains on both sides. Ultimately, Caesar finds himself face to face with his biggest fear. Only upon facing up to it will he ever find peace. Unfortunately, it will come at a price that neither side is ready to pay. Is this truly the end? I guess we'll have to wait and see. Now, just even reading that, it's like I recently watched these movies again just to kind of refresh my memory even before doing this. But even just reading that, I mean, these are my own words that I wrote, but it's like I've got goosebumps just because I know what's happening in the story at these points. And of course, I'm not going to spoil anything for you. But there, when the movie comes just to its precipice at the very end, it emulates a scene that many would recognize from the greatest story ever told. Now, if you're not familiar with that story, it is the story of Moses and just kind of that whole thing. And it attempts to emulate something that is a major point in that movie, in this movie. And it's just kind of a turning point for humanity, and it's a turning point for history. It's a turning point for everything that's going on. And we get to see that, and we get to experience that. And I'm really hoping that that gap is what Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes fills. Because we just, when we were left with this, it's like, okay, we're just left to surmise. Okay, we see how this one ends, and then we know where Planet of the Apes begins. But there's still a gap of time. And like I said, I'm really hoping that Kingdom would fill that in, because the way that this ends, you don't expect there to be another movie. You don't expect there to be anything to fill the gap, because you just use your own knowledge of history and your own knowledge of things that have happened in the past and how they're trying to tie that into this and the whole how history repeats itself and all of that. So you can kind of just work your magic in your brain and in your imagination and kind of figure some of that out. But what they need to do to get to this point, it's almost hard to watch. Not that there's nothing offensive to it. It's just that the story is just so, you don't expect it. And just when you think you've got it figured out, and then it's something else. And then even when this mutation starts getting figured out, and you realize and you see the depth of the characters that are done here, it's like how some of these characters didn't win more awards for some of these that they did. It's like, because it doesn't feel like you're watching a movie. It almost feels like you're watching a piece of something that could unfold, or something that at least it's fiction, but it's just, I don't know, it's hard to explain. And yes, even with me, as my being a wordsmith and everything that I am, there's still some things that are hard to do on that. But like I said, if you have not experienced these movies, please go back and experience them. Again, I'm giving War a 6.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. For the same reason, it's a good story. There's some flaws. It's questionable content, so it's not just really something that I can leave at a solid 6. I had to kind of go up from there just a little bit, but it's just not quite there. It's like, okay, if I watch this movie today, what would I give it? That's really hard. It's like, I think I'd probably end up pretty close on the score. Maybe a little higher. It's like I'd maybe jump all of these scores up maybe a quarter of a point. But I'm just trying to stay true to the Deputy scale at all times, because that's my biggest thing. That's why I created the Deputy scale, and why I try my best to hold true to it at all times. Even when, if on some movies, which I'm sure we will touch on, that I personally disagree with, and I just still tried to stay true to the Deputy scale. But I hope that these are ones that if you haven't experienced them, that you'll give them a chance. And of course, with the new Kingdom movie coming up, and of course, you know which buttons to hit. So you always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. And as always, I will be back this weekend with some new releases for you. Bye-bye.